Beautiful day to our listeners, and this is Magis Radio. Follow the sound. We welcome you to hashtag Mema. And this April, love is in the air because we are no fools as we talk about Under the Stars going back on site with their theme Way Back Into Love. This is your tropang makulit, medyo maliit, hulog ng langit, Angel from 2AB Communication, Humihirit.
And here is your OG bestie who sleeps barely, ready to report with my coffee, Gerald Morfe from 2AV Communication.
Yes, ayun. Gerald, how are you today?
I feel loved. Dahil ang theme natin ay going back into love.
Yeah.
Kaya kailangan natin i-manifest ang love this afternoon.
Exactly. And I know why feeling ni Gerald na love siya. Kasi he was the host of Under the Stars, guys, together with Marit Samson. So imagine, palakpakan naman natin si Gerald.
Ay, nakakahiya.
Ooh, all right. So I think our listeners want to know, what is Under the Stars? So UTS, or Under the Stars, is Loyola Film Circle's night for movies where Ateneans could bring their dates. Ayun. May date ka ba nun?
Wala. Siyempre kasi nag-host kami ni Marit.
Ooh, your date was...
Kaya my date was the audience.
Correct.
Kasi Marit.
I love that. Diba? Okay. You know what, guys? This event is also a tradition na of some sort. Because years went on and it really became our university's thing. So kung yung iba may Paskuhan, may UP Fair, tayo may...
Under the Stars.
Correct. Ayun. So, mga joa, situationships, prospects, even friends. You really have to bring someone during UTS.
Tsaka meron ding mga may mga sinasell silang merch during Under the Stars. You know, I really love this sticker set na sinasell nila nung Under the Stars because it's so aesthetic looking. And yung theme nung mga collateral sila online, it's very in line with their merch.
Ooh,
ha? Props
so
to
nice.
Them.
Props to the creatives.
Yes,
to
creatives. Tapos may mga food din during Under the Stars.
Ooh, food like what?
Food like may fries, meron ding waffle. I remember this vividly. Merong magic water.
Magic water?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Magic water, like it looks like water, but it tastes like gulaman.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's
just like dissolved sugar in water.
Sayang, hindi ko na try. I'll try it next year.
Okay.
And of course, what people came for during Under the Stars talaga is the vibe.
The vibes.
Yeah. They get to listen to music, watch movies. And...
Especially dun sa kasama ng mga dinala nila.
Yeah, you know, it's a date, so... Okay, right? Anyway, speaking of music though, this year's event is really big. Because hindi lang movies, but there's also a space for live music. Yun.
Yes.
There were homegrown acts or bands that played Under the
Stars. You know, first we have Akemi.
Ooh.
You know, Akemi did vocals for Open Eyes 293 for AMP's very successful Rites of Passage this 2023. And you know, Akemi also does covers on YouTube. Tapos nag-cover siya ng mga songs like Nosy Balasi by the legendary Sampaguita. Tapos, meron ding Blackstar by Radiohead. So, it's really such a package with Akemi.
Ooh,
so, sino
so
pa
cool.
ba yung mga nag-perform ng gabing yun?
Ooh, She! Yeah,
si She!
Yun.
Yeah, I remember
okay,
She.
Okay, guys, okay. Did you know that She is also a painter?
Really?
Yeah, she's a painter. Through her other creative outlet at Studio Esri? How do you say
Esri.
This? Esri. Studio Esri. You could view her vibrant musings through oil painting.
Wow.
Painting. Oil painting. But she could also use digital mediums like Procreate.
Ooh, it's very intriguing, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But she's not the only one there. There were more.
There were more.
Yeah.
Actually, nandun din si Lucas and his band.
Ooh.
You know, Lucas Pison is an independent singer-songwriter who's joined by Guimar Albay, Zed Bisenyo, and a whole lot more members during Under the Stars, which actually brought the audience into hype kasi sila yung unang nag-perform. So they really set the mood and the vibe for Under the Stars 2023. Yeah.
So kudos to Lucas mm-hmm. and his band. Well, besides the bands we've mentioned, there's also Aldrian.
Yes, yeah. Aldrian.
Aldrian is no stranger to performing on big stage because she already performed for Orsem 2022 Tindig.
Yeah, so recently you know, lang.
Yeah, so sanay na sanay to siya. Mm-mm. And she also performed as UP Fair Elements in the same year.
Wow, ang dami niyang gigs.
Yeah, ang dami niyang gigs. Mm-mm. Grabe to siya.
Grabe,
really
Aldrian.
Busy person. So this time, she came through by serenading the crowd in Under the Stars. And her first single on Spotify is Ala Ala.
Wow.
Yeah, and did you know that it has already gained 10,000 streams.
Ooh, that's Imagine. A milestone, huh?
Yeah, that's a milestone. I mean, for an artist, that's really something to celebrate. And her voice has a very bossa note.
Bossa note.
Yeah, bossa. Note. Diba? Bongga.
Bongga. And speaking of bongga, may isa pang bonggang nag-perform during Under the Stars. Dahil Ooh. Hindi lang isang O. Hindi lang dalawang O. Kundi tatlong O ang meron sa name nila. We have Lagoon. And you know, Lagoon is a five-piece band that is not afraid to use the drive. They're somewhat melodic and sentimental, and you could expect them to explode anytime in the song.
In a good way. Explode in a good way.
In a good way, ha? In a good way. Talagang na-hype nila yung audience. Ooh. Kasi I vividly remember, sila yung nagpatayo ng audience during Under the Stars.
Ooh.
Yeah, the first band who actually said, come in front, guys.
That's
it's really
so exciting.
Interactive, yeah.
I can imagine yeah. the audience running.
They ran.
They did.
They ran.
Ooh, okay. And of course, last but not the least, we have another band, Snilin. Tama.
I think yes. it's Sinilin.
Sinilin, yeah. Sinilin. Oh, that's a unique name, you know.
It's really unique.
So Sinilin is what I mean when we say chill rock. Yeah. So,
chill vibes lang.
Chill vibes. Mm-hmm. Chillig.
Hey, chillig. Yeah.
Matching kilig and chill. Chillig.
Gamitin ko nga yan next time.
Yeah. So like when you're with your crush, I should just be chilling.
I'm chillig with you.
Yeah. They're also a five-man band that could knock your socks off with coolness.
Wow.
Yes. They had strong vocals during Under the Stars, strong lyricism, and they are not afraid to play with their instruments too. You could even hear accents of synth, for example.
Wow. Grabe. Yeah. Grabe ang Sinilin.
They are as unique as their name.
Mm-mm. And speaking of unique, we have another unique band that nag-perform during
Ooh,
Under the Stars. And it's none other than the headliner, the Filipino folk rock group who's known for their Makata pop sound, which is Muni Muni.
Grabe. Oh my gosh. That really, you know, hits, you
hits,
know?
Yeah.
Their songs really
Iba talaga ang Muni Muni when they perform
yeah,
live.
But Gerald, you mentioned Makata pop.
Yes.
So what is Makata pop?
Okay. Well, let's address this muna. You know, for those who don't know, Makata pop is what this band called their own genre. And it is a rediscovery of the beauty of Filipino poetry, which we hear in combination with soulful melodies mm. and grounded earthly folk.
Ooh, so they basically pull the heartstrings,
yes.
you know.
And they make you feel things, you know, parang iiyak ka na lang sa gabi.
Umiyak ka ba?
Slight. Joke lang.
Our host is crying on stage
yeah.
while Muni Muni played. Okay. Well, Muni Muni lulled the crowd with their fan favorites. Yeah.
Mm.
To our listeners out there, tell us what your favorite Muni Muni songs are.
Oh my
diba?
God.
Let us know.
Hard. They have a really good discography.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we've already talked about the music mm-hmm. during Under the Stars. And now, let's talk about the movies. Yeah, because these are, you know, really something.
They're a different breed during
yeah.
that night. You know, nakita ko yung mga audience while I was hosting. Like, they're really into the movies. Like,
Ooh.
They're really immersed. You know,
yeah.
They react to certain scenes, you know.
Yay.
Yeah.
Feeling ka relate na relate yung iba doon.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So these movies, guys, Loyola Film Circle, they were the ones who showcased Atenean talent in the films. So the movies that were shown were made by Atenean students. Imagine
exactly.
that. Such talent.
Very talented people.
Yeah. And first movie we will feature, Dear You, written by Polan Alconel, directed by Akira Elumio, and of course, my partner over here, humble lang yan, guys, pero he was one of the stars of Dear
oh,
You.
No.
Yeah. So, you know what? Tell us what Dear You was about.
Okay, so Dear You is about a graduating senior who goes on her first barkada trip and is faced with the most difficult decision of her life.
Oui.
It's either love or friendship. Would she retain the friendship if she's feeling something for her friend?
Uy,
ganon.
Ang sakit.
Ang sakit. And I played the supportive friend who's like, confess ka na. Sige na, kasi nahihirapan ka na. Ganon.
Oh my God. That's so heartbreaking. Mm-mm. Love or friendship.
And you know, fun fact about Dear You, ha? It is the work of LFC's very own prod core or production core for this event.
Wow.
So yung mga nagtrabaho talaga behind the scenes for Dear You, it's initiated by their prod core.
Uy, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dear You is one of the many films. Ano ba iba?
May iba pa. The second one is actually M for Mighty, uy, which is written by EJ Laurel and directed by Franz Atanasio. You know, it's basically about, you know, this guy who's after receiving a warning from a tarot reading. This struggling violinist must decide whether to refuse to turn over a close friend or fulfill his dark invitation.
Grabe naman yun.
It's very different from the theme of Under the Stars, yeah, but it somewhat resonates.
Yeah, I love it. There are different flavors, diba, for the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeping you at the edge of your seat.
Seats.
Yeah, or sheet. Because, you know, some brought picnic blankets.
Exactly. Yeah, you're okay. Smart for that. Grabe ka.
I know, right? All right. And apart from that, there's also another film entitled Right Here. Right, as in WRITE, guys. Right here. Written and directed by Jake Munoz Consing.
So, about saan ba to?
Wait, it's about an aging gay man in mid-stage Alzheimer's disease who struggles to hold on to his identity and onto the memory of his one true love.
I vividly remember this one. Yeah. I almost broke.
Really?
Yeah, I almost cried.
It's heartbreaking.
It's very heartbreaking. And ano bang masasabi mo about this film, Jel? Di ba nandun ka rin, nanood ka rin naman?
For me, I think this film really opens our eyes to the realities of life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not all about rainbows and unicorns and happiness.
Exactly.
There are really instances when you are faced with the truth that not everything lasts. There are things that are temporary, and so we need to hold on to every memory we make.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna cry again right now.
Stop. Don't cry. We have a show to finish. Ayun. So Right Here, get this, Right Here is not direct Jake Consing's first film, but this is his most successful.
Wow.
Yeah. And it has reached festivals in places like London, Los Angeles, and Massachusetts.
Now that's a milestone.
That's a milestone.
Yes.
It's really something to celebrate
it
and be
is.
Proud of. And we're proud of him.
Yeah, you know, it's something that should be said out loud.
Yeah.
But speaking of saying things out loud, we have another film.
Uy, galing mo dan.
Which is about, you know, entitled What Was Left Unsaid. Yung mga hindi nasabi.
Oh.
Which is written by Philomena Yap and directed by Akira Elumio, who directed Dear You as well.
Uy.
So, What Was Left Unsaid is actually produced in the middle of the pandemic, which was Isa Pelikula 2022. And they shot in their own homes lang. But they made it look like they're in one setting.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's really amazing. And the story is somewhat, it's very resonant in the themes of social issues right now, specifically within the LGBTQ plus community. Because it's about Julia and Kat, who have been inseparable from time immemorial since they met in the university. But the tightness of their bond is challenged by the very own conservative mindset of one of the characters' mother.
Ouch.
Yeah. So how will they retain their relationship within that time frame? And of course, kasi yung isa pa alis na eh.
Uy, so it's a forbidden love type of thing. Mahirap talaga yun eh.
Mahirap to.
If like you love the person so much, but your family is like,
bawal. Yeah.
Makaka-relate yung mga kapwa natin Athenians who have strict parents over here.
That's true.
Yeah. And now that we've featured all of the music, the movies that were, you know, played under the stars, this time I want to interview my co-host over here, who was the host during Under the Stars. And everyone, we will also be joined by Burz, who was one of the many Ateneans who attended the show. Hello, Burz, and welcome to Magis Radio.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yun. So, Burz, I want to ask you, how was the experience being part of the audience?
I really enjoyed the event. Like, I really didn't know what to expect coming into it. I just knew it was like our equivalent of what the UP Fair is. And I just know it was by like the Loyola Film Club, and that they're like known for like artsy things. So then that's how I found out about the event. But like going to the event itself, like it lived up to its my expectations of what it is, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Wow, I love that you enjoyed it. But did you enjoy it with someone? Did you bring a date or something?
No, I enjoyed it with my friends who. Wait. I actually had like had a hard time like bringing into the event because like I couldn't exactly sell it to them because I didn't know how to describe what the event was. But somehow I was able to make them come. So
Yun, even though he wasn't able to describe the event, they were able to make the most out of the event. Tama ba, Burz?
Exactly.
So Burz initiated the plan to go to Under the Stars.
Yun. So since you went to Under the Stars, I want to ask also, what was your favorite part of the event since a lot of things were happening?
I enjoyed both the films and the performances, but if I had to choose like a favorite part, I really liked the film, like the part of the event where we were watching Dear You, and like everyone's reactions was just really funny.
That's so true.
Like of all the films, it had like the strongest reaction in the audience, and you could really feel it if you were like sitting on the Bellarmine Field.
Uy, sayang-saya yung co-host ko dito.
Oo nga, nakangiti na ako eh.
Yeah, he's really proud because he was part of that film. And now I want to ask you, my fellow DJ, since you were the host for the event Under the Stars, di biro maging host ha?
Hindi nga. And it's really hard.
Exactly. And there was an audition process?
There was.
Yeah, so how was that like?
The audition process, actually, the very first audition for Under the Stars hosting came way back February.
Uy, antagal.
When originally Under the Stars was supposed to be in February pa.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not February. I think it was January. The last week of January when we had on-site audition call.
Uy,
so we auditioned on-site. Sa MVP. And then right after, we waited like weeks for us to know if we are called back. So when we had the call back, and we had on-site again, and it's really impromptu hosting work, and then yun biglang na-announce na, oh, we're the hosts, me and Marit.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
To you and Marit. So was this your first time hosting for a big event face-to-face?
It is my first time hosting in a really big event. Like I usually just host yung mga for small events lang ganyan for orgs, but this one it's school-wide. Yeah. And it's in Bellarmine Field.
Exactly. So, and there were tickets.
There were tickets. Really people paid for it. So you really have to keep up the energy until the end of the show.
Yeah. That's so good. I'm so proud of you for
Thank you. Stop.
Burz, what can you say about our host?
The hosts, they were really good during the event. They made the transitions between each part of the event like really funny. And like, their jokes landed. Yeah.
Uy, kilig na kilig
ako eh, kasi the good thing about hosting Under the Stars, it is with Marit, which is like my blockmate and my best friend. So it was really easy lang to make jokes.
Yeah.
Because we usually do it na in our everyday routine.
Yeah, so there's a chemistry na.
There's a chemistry. Yeah. And we're so glad that the audience are just as receptive and they are really lively about it. And they're really interactive. Ano nga kami, parang naglakad-lakad kami sa audience area tapos nag-interview kami ng mga tao ganyan, yung mga in love.
Uy. Burz, were you one of the people interviewed by Gerald and Mary?
No, I was not. But like,
I'm sorry.
I was on the other side of the field when they were interviewing. the people. But from what it looked like, they were like interviewing people like they knew. So it was like kind of funny.
Oy, okay, let's give Verse the chance right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. For example, let's act like we're still under the stars. Gerald, and you find Verse on the field. Okay. What will you ask him?
So, kunwari, nakita ko pa lang siya.
Kunwari.
Uy, Marit, tingnan mo yun, no? May guy na ang ganda ng hair. Tara, puntahan natin siya. So, yung question namin. Hello, what's your name?
Hello, I'm Verse.
Hi, Verse. Would you like to stand up for us?
Sure.
Okay, so aside from your fabulous hair, we have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, since confession ang topic natin right now.
Oh, okay. Where is it going?
Would you confess to someone that you like without the certainty of you, of the feeling being reciprocated?
Yeah, of course I would. You know, life's too short. And like, if I don't confess to the person, I'll never know how they feel.
Grabe ang sagot ni Verse.
Wow, Verse. See, dapat tinanong mo siya.
Oo nga eh, hindi namin nakita ni Mar. Sorry na. Next year.
Okay. Next year, dapat may neon sign na Verse is here.
Verse is here.
Ayun. So, of course, this wouldn't be possible without the preparation of the people behind the scenes. So, Gerald, I want to ask you, could you describe to us what were some of the moments, you know, that came with the preparation of this event?
Well, since we're hosting me and Marit, I could only give a few, like, specifically about hosting. Yung hosting gig, specifically for Under the Stars, when it was announced na that we are gonna be hosting Under the Stars, me and Marit prepared for it talaga. Like, may binigay na script naman sa amin, but we tweaked it into our own, parang may mga jokes na in-insert.
Personality,
the chemistry. So, may konting tweaks here and there, but at the same time, we retained the core of the script. And pinractice talaga namin siya. You know, it was so funny. Because we were practicing dun sa tabi ng Jesu. Before Under the Stars. And we see how tech is setting up the stage. So, habang binabasa namin, pressure kami, sabi namin, oh my God, yun yung stage. Tara, nabilisan na natin.
Feel ko na-blessed din kayo kasi na-blessed sa may Jesu kayo.
Exactly. And hindi umulan.
Exactly.
Kasi the day before Under the Stars, bumabagyo nun eh. Tapos Under the Stars, like, tuyo. Uy. It was really dry. So we were like, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, it's the power of the Jesu talaga.
Exactly.
We love that.
We love Jesu.
Alright. So overall, Gerald, I want to ask you, what did you learn from hosting this event? Uy, may pa, what did you
what
learn?
What did I learn? Well, I just learned that with going back to the theme, which is way back into love, ang daming nasabi ng mga gabing yun ng audience members, that struck me. But one thing that that left me thinking and reflecting, nagmuni-muni talaga ako nung gabing yun. Uy,
galing
na. Grabe yung segue. Pero nung gabing yun, sabi ko, ang maaalala ko dito is how life is actually too short to not live the moment. And so, it's also somewhat reflective with hosting.
Yeah.
Hosting is very spontaneous and the punchlines, they're really... may isip mo lang on the spot eh.
Yeah.
So if you don't live the moment, may hirapan kang mag-communicate with the audience.
Yeah.
And so I think yun yung dadalhin ko in my future hosting gigs.
Yeah. That's so nice. I love that.
Thank you.
And Verse, of course, you want to hear from you finally. Ayun. Verse, what did you learn from going to Under the Stars?
As an audience member, since the theme is, you know, about love, and like a lot of the film was like about like different types of love, I really learned more about those kinds of love. So like love between friendships and love between couples. And like with it being like a, because I feel like when you think Under the Stars, it's supposed to be like a couples event. But like I learned that like it's just as fun going with friends. And like I enjoyed it a lot more because I did go with my friends.
Oh, so I love that. Oh, diba? Hindi natin kailangan ng jowa, guys.
Kailangan natin kaibigan.
Yeah.
Hindi kaibigan.
Pero minsan gusto ko rin.
Ako rin eh. Alo.
Ayun. So once again, we would like to thank you, Verse, for joining us in today's episode. And of course, to my co-host. Ayun.
Thank you.
Ayun. So with that said, it's time for us to, you know, leave it to the audience to think. Tell us what you feel. Tell us what you know. Tell us your experiences during Under the Stars. Ayod. And leave it to the LFC to give us a night to remember, because that really was a bright,
It's a good comeback for Under the Stars.
On site. After how many years?
Very strong comeback.
Exactly. And talaga nga naman, we saw no shortage of Atenean talent, from movies to merch to music. LFC had us covered. Valentine's in April? Mm-hmm. Imagine.
Grabe. And congratulations talaga, LFC, for an awesome event. And we can't wait to do it all over again next year. Baka naman.
Exactly. Next year, baka naman may date na tayo.
Oo nga, baka meron na tayong
ka-holding hands.
Kaibigan.
Kaibigan. Yes,
hindi na lang kaibigan.
Yeah. Well, you know, the theme is way back into love. Mm-mm. We will find our way back into love.
Kaya naman, don't forget to love as much as you can to our dear audience members. It's fulfilling to love.
Yes. Love is good.
Love is good.
Love is good. Love is great.
Exactly.
Yes. And yun, with that being said, thank you for tuning in to Magis Radio once again. This is your tropang makulit, medyo maliit, hulog ng langit, Angel from 2AB Communication, humihirit.
And this has been your OG bestie who sleeps barely, ready to report with my coffee, Gerald Morfe from 2AB Communication.
Yes. And this has been hashtag Mema. Yun. Magis Presents is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Rome Agpalza, Ia Zafra, and Mon Salipsip, and edited by Burz. Always remember to keep it Magis and follow the sound.